Hello, and welcome to the Science Careers Top Employers podcast for 2011. I'm Tiana Hicklin, the Assistant Commercial Editor. And today, I'm speaking with Dr. Susan Kroll, who is the Associate Director of Pain Therapeutics at Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. Regeneron is one of this year's highest-ranking companies on the top 20 list. We're speaking today with Dr. Kroll to find out why she thinks Regeneron is a great place to work. Thank you for joining us, Susan.
Thank you, Tiana.
Since this is Regeneron's first year on our top 20 list, could you tell us a bit about the company and its main research focus?
Yes. The company was founded in 1988 by Len Schleifer, who's an MD, PhD neurologist, and he had the vision that if you founded a company that hired really good scientists and allowed them a lot of creativity and innovation and gave them the latitude to think creatively about ideas, that you could solve really serious medical problems. At this point, we're a fully integrated biotechnology company that really tries to attack serious diseases for which there are very few good treatment options. And one of the interesting things about our company is that our focus is really on going all the way from the gene to the bedside. So we start with very basic discovery, trying to find brand new targets that aren't validated. We go through very careful systems biology and then eventually develop new therapeutics or new biologicals to enter into the clinic for indications for which there is an unmet need. Our focus is very broad because we follow our proteins. Currently, we have one marketed product for rare inflammatory disorders, but we have products in the pipeline that are going in indications from cancer to pain therapeutics to treatment of age-related blindness. So we have a very, very broad focus, but all of it is with biologicals that have been very, very carefully validated.
Interesting. So could you tell us a bit about your position at the company and your background?
Yes. I have a PhD in neuropsychology that I earned from the City University of New York. I started at Regeneron in 1992 as a postdoctoral fellow in the Department of Neurobiology. That was back when the company was much smaller, and I grew with the company through the years. I had a great time in my postdoctoral fellowship, and when they offered me a permanent position to stay with the company, I elected to do that. I did take a 10-year period where I experimented with academia to see what that environment would be like before settling on an industry environment long term, and I came back. I earned tenure, I got grants, and decided to come back to this environment. At this point, I'm the Associate Director of Pain Therapeutics, also looking into other neurological targets. And I direct a research team and basic research, and I integrate a lot with the clinical group. One of the unique features about Regeneron is that the basic scientists and the clinical and commercial staff integrate fully and talk to one another and really make sure that they're on the same page.
It sounds like you've been with them for a long time.
Very long time, and I've loved it.
We've been conducting the survey for about 10 years now, and the characteristics that our survey respondents consistently rank as the most important factors for a top employer are innovation, treating employees with respect, and being socially responsible. Since you've worked at Regeneron for a number of years now, Susan, from your point of view, do you think the company excels in any of these areas in particular?
I believe Regeneron has excelled actually in all three of these areas. The one I'm going to start with as a focus is innovation, because I believe one of the ways in which they've really treated employees with respect is via innovation and their focus on innovation. An employee is never made to feel bad if they suggest something that's new and radical and counter to whatever is currently going on. And in fact, our culture, when I first started many, many years ago at Regeneron, was very informal but very tangible to those of us here. We have since formalized those into these mission statements called the Regeneron 5 that talk about our culture. And two of them address innovation. One of them is, "That's the way we've always done it" is the wrong answer. And another is, "We won't let bureaucracy block good ideas." And I think that those are a sign of employee respect, and they lead to innovation. And because of that, I believe we have a reputation in the industry for very innovative science, very innovative technologies, innovative approaches to doing things. As an example, we have VelociGene technology, which is a high-throughput knockout technology, which the National Institutes of Health has actually taken advantage of and helped us to support. We do also have strengths in social responsibility. We have a whole organization called Regeneron in the Community that does outreach in our community and provides opportunities for the community to benefit from our expertise and for our employees to engage in the community. And I think that's a lot of fun and a big motivator for a lot of our employees.
So in your opinion, are there any characteristics that we should be adding to our list of what makes for a top employer?
I don't have the full list in front of me, but I think it's really, really important that a top employer reaches out to employees of very, very different interests and has the ability to stimulate employees no matter what it is that motivates them. For some people, it's the culture. For some people, it's the ability to be innovative. For some people, the ability to feel like part of a community and part of the community around them. And I think it's very, very important that a top employer has all of those features and can reach out to any employee, regardless of what that employee's needs are. And I think Regeneron has made a real effort to do that.
And can you share with us something that you personally enjoy about the company culture that you've had a good experience with?
One of the things that I enjoy the most about Regeneron's culture is that it has a very academic-like culture. Clearly, since I experimented with academia for a while, I have an academic-like approach. And there are two or three ways in which it really encourages this culture. One is that it's very education-oriented. We have a postdoctoral fellowship program. We encourage a lot of interaction with high schools in the area, colleges in the area, even middle schools in the area in terms of science education. We do a lot of outreach there. Also, the academic science culture is one of creativity and broad thinking, and that's encouraged. But there's also a culture that's a little bit harder to put into words. It's sort of the science geek culture, the wearing the geeky science T-shirt, talking about being in the lab, being in the lab at 9 p.m., and talking about how you're in the lab at 9 p.m. And scientists are really indulged in having the science culture. We have our geeky science T-shirt days. We let people be quirky. We let them be scientists. So it feels a little bit like academia. And for those people who are on the fence between academia and industry, this is a beautiful place to be.
That's fantastic. So is there anything that you think makes the company unique and different from other biopharmaceutical companies other than the academic culture that you just mentioned?
I think the thing that makes this company most unique within the pharmaceutical industry is that research and development is a very big driving force. We have a $500 million research and development budget, which puts us in the top 10 of all biotechnology companies. This is something that is really carried through even as we've become fully integrated and added big clinical group commercialization and so on. And if you remember that our company was founded by Len Schleifer, who was an MD PhD, so he has scientific training, and that our chief scientific officer is George Yancopoulos, who also has an MD PhD. They really take both of those degrees seriously. They're both scientists. They believe in research and development. They put three Nobel laureates on our board of directors so that they would be thinking about science. And they've really made sure that research and development stayed the driving force of the company. And if you'll indulge me in sounding a little bit corporate and telling you about one of our other formalized cultures, at the Regeneron 5, number one is science drives our business and passion drives our science. And they mean it. It really does. We follow our science. And I think that that is unique. We don't follow the market. We don't follow commercialization. Commercialization follows the science. And because of that, we have innovative things coming up the pipeline to help patients.
So our survey respondents tell us that fostering loyal employees and treating employees with respect is very important for a top employer. And helping an employee's personal career development is often mentioned as a way for companies to accomplish this. Can you give us any examples of how Regeneron has supported your career development over the past 10 years?
Regeneron has supported my career development in a lot of the ways that you would traditionally want a scientist's career to be developed. So they encourage high-profile publications. People may be aware that we publish frequently and we publish in very high-profile journals like Science. And that is encouraged. That is actively encouraged. It's almost a publish and perish environment like academia is. Not quite as intense that way, but almost. We're encouraged to go to conferences. We're encouraged to present at conferences, bring posters and so on. We bring in a lot of collaborators and colleagues to give seminars, and we go to outside seminars in the area at the New York Academy of Sciences or local academic institutions. And that helps us to expand and network and really grow in our careers. I've also seen, actually working for me or working for my peers, some research associates who came in right out of college as RA1s who've taken advantage of Regeneron's tuition reimbursement policy to go back to school, not to become scientists necessarily, though some of them have, but some of them have actually decided they want to do something totally different. And I know RA1s who were here when I got here in 1992, who are now in senior positions in facilities or clinical biostatistics or telecommunications, and they have really been encouraged to do that, to follow their dream. Regeneron feels it's much better to develop someone into an area that interests them than to lose a good, talented employee.
So working at a company that values social responsibility has been becoming more and more important to our survey takers each year. Does Regeneron have any outreach programs that you personally enjoy participating in?
Yes, actually they have a lot of them. Regeneron has a lot of outreach programs in two different areas. One is just general volunteer work in the community, and they have a number of things that I've personally participated in. They have Books and Pajamas for Kids, where we collect pajamas and books so that kids can have a book at night and pajamas if they're from a low-income family, and we pack that up and send it off to organizations. And they also have food repacking at the local food banks, and there's nothing like scooping pasta into plastic bags on a Sunday morning to make you feel good. But they also have a lot of educational initiatives, so every year we send a team of scientists to judge the local Intel Fair, and I lead that team every year. We fund something called the BioBus, which was initiated at Columbia University, actually, which is a laboratory on wheels. And we fund it going to various schools in the area so that these kids can get their hands on really top-tier instrumentation, microscopes and imaging and so on, to do sort of a science lab. And every year we bring 150 kids on site for Kids Day, where we do some science education, and our employees all work together to volunteer and help them learn. And I've been involved in all those initiatives and have really enjoyed it.
Those sound like fantastic programs.
Yeah, we like them.
So many of our readers are top scientists who are looking for a great place to work. So could you tell us what makes a scientist a strong candidate for working at Regeneron?
The scientists who are most successful at obtaining positions at Regeneron and then staying here long term are, I would say, above all else, creative. They're driven. They're able to think critically. We really appreciate critical thinking, and that's something that's respected here. No one is ever put down for speaking out about something that they disagree with. We really want to hear the alternate opinions, and they have to be collaborative. We have a really strong philosophy here that we're a team and that we work as a team and we help one another. And because of that, I think we have really, really strong publications and really strong science coming out. The other thing that's kind of interesting if someone is a candidate is that I believe Regeneron hires for the person, not for the position. And what I mean by that is we are a select team. We don't have a position and say we must fill this and pick the top candidate out of the three who interview. We keep interviewing until we find the Regeneron scientist. So someone really has to think about if they're creative and innovative and driven and a good fit for this culture. And honestly, there have been times we've created a position for somebody who was the perfect Regeneron scientist, but for whom there wasn't a position. So that's really what our focus is the person isn't just applying for position X because position X is there and they can go through a checklist and see that they have those techniques. They have to feel that passion for science and that passion for innovation, and then they know they're the right person to come in and work here.
So is there anything else that we haven't talked about today that you would want scientists to know about the company, that they're interested in working there?
Yeah, they're going to be challenged here every day. If somebody wants to come here and work at Regeneron, they're not coming here to work at Regeneron because they want a smooth industry ride where they work from 9 to 5 and kind of, you know, just go through the day and automatic pilot. they're going to be challenged. Everyone is going to be pushed to their maximum potential intellectually, and we're going to insist that they think, we're going to insist that they explore, and they are never, ever going to be bored.
So Regeneron made a huge leap under our top 20 list this year. Do you have any thoughts on why or what the company has been doing particularly well this year?
When I first heard that Regeneron made a significant leap in the survey results for science, I actually had to take a few minutes to think about why that would be, because from my perspective in the 19 years I've been here, the culture hasn't changed. The culture has been very similar. And I think that if I had to think about why it is that we've made the leap, this would be the solution I would come to for that problem, is that our science has always been great. And I think that early on when scientists wanted to be at Regeneron, it was because they knew they were going to get a great experience, they were going to be stimulated, they were going to have wonderful publications, that it would be good for their career. But I think what they didn't think is that they were getting themselves into a position where they could grow and develop a long-term career, because we were an upstart biotechnology company. And we all know that upstart biotechnology companies are a risk and they fall apart and so on. I think that the reason why the career sort of prospects are different now, and the reason that we've gone up in the survey results, is that in the past year or two, it's become very, very clear that we've had more products approved. We have a product, a very large product, up in front of the FDA now that is slated to potentially be approved in the next week. We have a very strong pipeline. We have two collaborators or partners that are funding us heavily as a way of validating their faith in our science. I think people now see that they can not only get a great experience as a scientist here at Regeneron, but they can actually build a long-term future with this company. They can stay here. They can count on Regeneron being here so that they can have a life career here. I think that's what I would point to as the possible reason why we've made this jump.
Well, thank you again for joining us today, Susan, and giving us a sense of what it's like to work at Regeneron.
Thank you, Tiana.
And that concludes this Science Careers Top Employers podcast. To read the Top Employers feature article or hear an interview with another company, please visit the Science Careers website at www.sciencecareers.org/topemployers2011. I'm Tiana Hicklin, and on behalf of Science Careers and the Science AAAS Custom Publishing Office, thank you for listening.